The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Welcome to the Icons of Real Estate. I'm Tim Calloway. We have a very special guest for you today from the Seattle, Washington area, Jacob Weaver with the Weaver Byrne Group with EXP. Jacob, how are you, man?
Hey, I am doing really well. Yeah. We're finishing out the week here on a Friday, and it is sunny over here in Seattle, which is kind of a crazy thing for February. So
I don't believe you.
Most people wouldn't. Most people wouldn't.
Right.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm in the always sunny Southeast Florida area. So when I talk to folks in Seattle or Washington State or even Oregon, and they're like, man, it's a typical 68 degrees and gloomy, you know, and I'm like, I could take some of that right now. You know, okay. I mean, there's only so much sunshine, and then you go, hey, I'd like a cast over day, but glad to hear the weather's good there for you.
Beautiful. Yeah, we don't call it rainy days. We call them romantic days.
Romantic, right? Yes. I would, you know what I would call them, Jacob? Honestly, at my age, nap days.
That is the case. Sometimes we just wrap it up early instead of doing the Florida thing where we go play at the beach. We just go home and nap.
Hey, you probably know as much as I do, though. Those days in the sun, they'll put you to sleep too.
That's true.
the sun will zap you. So Jacob, I got to ask you. You know, I'm going to ask you the same thing I ask everybody else. I'm not going to let you off the hook. You know, were you a young child of five tugging at your parents' pant leg and you said, hey, I want to become a realtor or into real estate? Or were you like the rest of us where you kind of fell back into it?
So I'm a combination. Okay. So one of three, not five. But long story short, my parents were in real estate and in trucking, actually.
Oh, wow.
I grew up in, was born in California, ended up moving to Idaho. So I spent much of my growing up. But my parents owned real estate back in the 80s and early 90s. Long story short, went sideways. They had a really bad partnership. Right. But they sold everything, moved to Idaho, which was kind of a crazy thing. And so I would say that I was one of those that got introduced to it. Like my household, there was always talk about real estate businesses, you know, very entrepreneurial family. And it still is, like all my siblings, you know, my brother owns auto shops. My sister does some online businesses. My dad is now in home inspecting and flipping, things like that. So came from that base knowledge, but I really got into it as a second career. Like you're saying, I kind of fell into it. My first career, I went to school for electrical engineering. Did that for about 4 years total, right out of college. About 6 months into it though, bought my first rental property.
Okay.
Super standard, like sweat equity story, you know, I bought it the 5%, you know, conventional type deal, fixed it up, did the flooring, you know, landscaping, all that, and put a couple of my buddies in from work who paid me rent every month. And that's how I got started.
Nice. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. That's a good way to start.
Yeah. Got hooked.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Check. Yeah. I'll take that check. That sounds great. You know,
that was it.
Yeah, if I could do it 30 more times, oh my gosh, right?
That was the beginning of just kind of getting the bug, the real estate bug. And then I had kind of a multitude of progressions throughout real estate, not your typical straight to sales path.
Well, ultimately, you know, it's interesting you say that. You know, you didn't have the typical path straight to sales. It's kind of, actually, your story is almost backwards, not backwards, like, oh, that's bad. But so many get into real estate and they just drop right into sales, right? Or maybe they come from a sales background. And then a few years into it, they're like, hey, I want to start buying properties for myself and collecting an income. Whereas yours was like, hey, look at this, right? Yeah, I love it.
And that's the thing. It was the exact opposite. You know, I bought that first property that was 6 months into my engineering career. I was like, okay, I like this. This is great. Getting those checks on my desk every month.
Yeah.
And then about a year and a half after that, I had that moment when you're working in your gray government cubicle and the light switched on. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing the exact same work as my coworker who I share a cube with.
Yeah.
He's been there for 42 years. And he was making like 30 grand more than I was.
Wow.
And it like clicked on. I was like, wow, I got to get out of here.
What the
I'm heck? Done. Yeah. I'm done with this. This is not, my ladder is leaning on the wrong building.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good analogy. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So from there, I just kind of doubled down on the investment side. You know, I started wholesaling. I needed some more capital. So I started wholesaling. And then it was about 2014. And the market was starting to pick up, you know, after the 2008, 2009, like dip that everybody saw across the country. So confidence was coming back, you know, rehabbers were definitely starting to play, but I realized like, I don't have the capital. I don't have the crews. I don't have the experience to flip houses like some of the people I'm competing with in the Seattle right. area. So I got really into creative finance.
Okay.
That's like all I did. I went from wholesaling and then I started doing, you know, lease options subject to, and a lot of owner financing. It's kind of the guy that would pick up deals and make them work. I'd like finesse them to the finish line. Rather than just the same low ball cash offer, fix and flip. Like right. I had to get the derivative version of that in order to be competitive in my market. So that's my story. And then 2019, I realized, hey, I really, really love the sales side of this whole thing. I don't love the project management. You know, the acquisitions is great and the disposition is great. So like, why not build my sales career around this idea that, hey, there's a lot of investors and builders that, you know, need good brokers to help guide them through that, the front end and the back end and even some in the middle, right? Because there's a lot of people who are flipping properties that don't necessarily make the right choices for that end product. And so, yeah, 2019, I just kind of fell right into the sales side and doubled down on that.
Yeah, that's fantastic, man. I love it because I always say, you know, even if you're investing in homes, flipping homes, wholesaling homes, you know, whatever it might be, creative finance in homes, why not get your, you know, a lot of them don't have their license, right? A lot of them aren't realtors, a lot of folks that do that. And I'm like, wouldn't you want somebody still that knew, understood the market overall backwards and forwards and could produce income from the sale or the transaction of those properties. I never understood that folks that didn't have their license, you know? So I think that's definitely the right way to go for sure.
Definitely another level of credibility as well in our industry, which is never a bad thing.
Never. Yeah. Never a bad thing. So let's talk about today. And we talked about how you got started, which I think is fascinating. Wonderful. Let's talk about today. I know you have a team, you know, you have a good organization there. Talk about your team, how the team got started and how you navigate that team.
Yeah. So I have a partner who I will say does a lot of heavy lifting for the team, which I appreciate very much. His name is Brandon Byrne. He also came from the investment side of real estate. So he was an in-house broker for a local like family fund.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is, he put up some crazy, crazy numbers. He went from never being licensed and in his first 18 months did like 200 deals.
Oh, wow.
Like kind of crazy numbers for a brand new broker, you know? So in 2019, when I left kind of my boutique brokerage and, you know, my investment company and went to eXp Realty to kind of double down on the sales side, he and I joined up together actually at the same time through a mutual mentor. Today, you guys should probably know each other. I can't believe you haven't run into each other. You know, you're kind of in fringe circles. So we ended up, you know, grabbing a basket of fries and a beer. And in an afternoon, we said, hey, this feels great. This feels great. And so we started, we created our team back in 2019. And the first year was pretty much just him and I, you know, just feeling it out and getting transactions, getting some flow going. And then now we're like 12 production brokers, and our whole thing is really like, it's again, investor focused, helping people understand how do you source opportunities? How do you craft and architect a transaction starting with the investors, right? So right. Top of the pipeline is investors, builders, multifamily, land deals. And then from that, we pick up great looking, you know, brand new listings, either new homes right. or renovated properties. And from there, that's where our retail business kind of spins from. So okay. We've never been, you know, somebody that just sends a lot of direct mail or spends anything on marketing, really. We're all about finding a good deal on the front. And then from there, it's like the open houses and the door knocking from the retail business that just spins off from
that. On the ground stuff, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's put our prognostication hats on, you know, let's start predicting the crystal ball. Let's see what's going to happen. What's your vision board look like for the next 1, 3, and 5 years? What plans do you have and what direction do you think you'll be going?
Yeah. Great question. Well, we love the infill development. That's been a big part of our business. So our pipeline, you know, moving forward, pretty heavy on that kind of mid-tier luxury price point in single family homes. Mm-hmm. So that's going to continue to be, you know, kind of bread and butter, although, market has shifted and there's all sorts of things at play right now in the new construction world. But, you know, three to five years, we're really interested and we've been playing with a lot of the larger type developments. You know, here in Seattle and in Bellevue, there are some crazy towers going up, a lot of pretty heavy hitters, you know, national heavy hitters or family funds and people who are looking to invest and to build Bellevue in Seattle. So we are playing with some deals that are a little bit bigger, you know, condo buildings and things like that, which that's really kind of where we're trying to get our foot in the door, you know, still in that vein of new construction and investment property, but kind of the next higher level.
Fantastic. Yeah. Love it. So I want to give you the opportunity to kind of extol the greatness of the area that you live in and that you work in, and maybe share with us some of your reasoning for the new build and what's going on there. I mean, a lot of us haven't been to that area of the country and seen that. So, you know, talk to us Floridians on the total linear other side of the United States and what it's like to live there and who's moving into that area and who is there already.
Yeah, that's great. Our market is driven by tech money.
Okay.
You know, that's reality, especially kind of core Puget Sound area. You know, we are a top market for tech jobs. And so I would say that, especially in kind of that niche that we plan with the new construction, that's a common buyer. That's a very common buyer is either startups. You know, we see a lot of people, you know, who have either had an exit or something like that with a company, or very healthy multiple W-2 incomes within a household. Okay. And so that's a lot of our demographic, especially on the east side of Lake Washington. That would be Bellevue, Kirkland markets.
Okay.
Very, very strong, you know, Google, Amazon, Microsoft. That's kind of what's driving these kind of crazy prices that everybody hears about.
Sure.
So many households. I mean, it's remarkable how many households come in, you know, $300,000-$500,000 household income all right. day long. All day crazy. Long. Yeah. And that's just W-2. That's not even people who have sold businesses, just you know, people working in the tech industry. So
yeah,
a lot of what we're seeing is driven by that. You know, people coming in from, see a lot coming in from Texas, New York, California, tends to be a lot of, you know, those tech hubs that we see people moving into, but also just a lot of people who have been here for years. And those are where the jobs are.
Yeah. It always amazes me. It doesn't amaze me. I apologize. It's probably not the right thing to say because someone is going to listen who is in Indiana and they're going to go, "Hey, Tim," but you know, I live in West Palm Beach. So, you know, plenty of high-end homes, right? But it always amazes me because I'll talk to someone in Kentucky, you know, and they're like, "Oh, I did 8 transactions last month." And I'm like, "Wow, it's good. You know, I did 100 transactions last year, average 200,000. And I'm like, "Oh, wow. You know, that's okay." And I'm like, "That's a lot of work." You know, for 20 million, you know, that's a lot of work. you know, to do that. And I always say, why don't you just move? You know, why don't you just up and come on down here to West Palm, or, you know, go up to Washington State, or, you know, and it's always relative. It's always relative. I mean, you know, because there's a lifestyle in certain areas that certain agents that I talk to all over the world are used to, but it's interesting because like EXP and other agent, you know, other BDs, broker dealers out there have expectations. Right. And I'm like, I could sell a house across the street and meet 5 years of goals. You know, it's very possible. Not that I do. Right. Yeah. But I could as well as you could, Jacob, you know, and I always just wonder, you know, man, it is so much work to sell 100 homes a year and then just hit right there. You know, I don't know.
So to your exact point, I think about this all the time because as you know, like building a business in real estate, it should be treated like a business.
Sure.
Oh, so sure. There's, and a lot of people don't quite get that sometimes, but there are different skill sets within a business.
Yeah.
And the volume brokering, that is a whole nother level of business systems and just ability to run a ship with that kind of volume, which is very admirable. The people that are doing 100, 200 transactions a year, that's like you've learned something about running a business that a lot of people, you know, don't ever figure out. And so
it's valid. That's very
valid. When you're in a higher end market, I think that there's a lot of people that, you know, you can make $100,000 a year with, you know, five transactions.
Right.
That's not crazy at all. No. Not hard at all. But it's kind of a different skill set to play in different price points, you know, just in terms of expectations and uniqueness of property and understanding architecture and design. And
right.
somebody's going to spend $4 million on a home. It's a slightly different, I mean, it's still sales, sales, but the level of communication, the level of service, the expectations that I think come with working with a different demographic, it's a different skill set.
Yeah. You know, that's very true.
And so it's the people who can do both that I admire on a whole nother level because they are different parts of the business.
Yeah.
Different parts of the business. And so I think when you can kind of break down and think about how you operate as a real estate broker, like what are my skill sets? You know, am I really good with people? Am I really good with networking?
Right.
Do I really understand product, you know, and what I'm selling? Or am I really good at the systems where I can just crank away and it's a numbers game, you know? And I think understanding where you sit naturally in those skill sets and doubling down, you know, is a healthy way to go about your real estate career.
Right. Well, I'm always encouraged that some of those same folks that can sell 100, 200 with a very small team or themselves or husband and wife or whatever it may be, start looking a lot of them, especially the beauty of EXP, right? I mean, you can sell anywhere, you know, you can do anything you want. Yeah. And they start looking at upping, you know, that price point. And they're like, how do we do that? You know, do we market in these certain areas now? Do we get a boots on the ground in that area? Because I live in Akron, right? But I know in this area of Cincinnati, you know, there are $5 million homes. So that's the nice thing about EXP for sure. Because you have that levity or that mobility, I guess, to be able to do that. Jacob, how would someone get in touch with you if they wanted to list their home or maybe come join the team or, you know, maybe they just want to buy a home or talk to you about real estate? How would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty active on Instagram. You know, that's definitely an easy way to just connect. I think like get to see cool real estate stuff and easy connect. So yeah, you can reach me at jacob.weaver.realtor.
Perfect.
Super easy. That's the best way. And then we do have our website as well, which you can kind of see some of the projects that we've been working on. And
nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So I'm going to kind of let you, I always say that you're the hit record and I'm the DJ spinning the records. If anybody knows what records are still, but you know, you're the hit record of the day. Take us out here the last minute or two and you know, give us something positive to kind of go into the weekend with, whatever's on your mind, your heart, your soul that you'd like to share with everyone.
Yeah. Okay. One of the big themes that I've been working on for the last couple of years, actually, is just putting everything into perspective for playing a long game. Everybody thinks that real estate, you should be able to go, you know, close, like, especially new brokers. They're like, I'll close my first five deals in the first 6 months. You know, like, just worry about building foundations, right? Building foundations. And if you just keep looking far enough out, magic happens.
Sure.
Magic happens on a long enough time horizon. And no, I think it's really challenging for people to think long enough. So that's something I always encourage. And I'm thinking about all the time. It's like, okay, how do I just keep playing this game for 10 years down the road? Like, oh, just play another 10 years. And that seems to just be like the most encouraging thing, because the bumps don't matter, you know, when right. you're thinking about your 10-year plan. And so that's something I always just encourage, you know, people that I mentor and people on our team and people around me. It's like, well, great. This year's numbers, you're working towards that. Keep hustling, keep putting the work in. But
right.
like set the foundation for your 5 and 10 year blocks, because that's where, you know, now being 10, 11 years in the industry, I've seen a couple of those 5 year blocks tick by. And I'm like, wow, a lot happens in those 5 years if you just keep right. thinking big enough, you know, keep thinking right. long enough.
5 years can change your life for not only your life, the rest of your whole organization, you know, and the dozen lives with it. Yeah.
That's right.
Good stuff. That's right. Good stuff. Well, Jacob, I really, really appreciate you being on the show today. Jacob Weaver, the Weaver Burn Group. Have a great week. I look forward to catching up with you over the next 3, 6, 9 months and seeing how things are going.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you again for having me on. And always nice to build a new friend in the industry, because that's how our industry works, right?
That's right. That's right. Have a great weekend, Jacob.
Hey, you too. Take care.
All right.